At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Cliff, let's go. We got to go on jet skis.
We did.
For the first time. They don't have, in our Google search today anyway, we couldn't find a stripper cruise.
We couldn't.
Or the stripper shop.
The stripper guide.
We're pretty sure he was looking for a striper.
I did send him some striper guides.
So we get some funny in-office questions.
Yeah.
Some of them are weird. Some of them are legit. Hello and welcome to Adulthood is a Project, the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, and this is my sister, Casey, and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we're going to discuss all the updates and questions that you guys have had since the move. We're going to also discuss the ins and outs of living in a trailer together. Let's get started.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I know, we got to be our own little button a little bit today.
We are.
We'll talk about that here in a minute, but before we talk about it, because I think that'd be a big part of this move, it's quiz time.
Quiz time!
Quiz time! Now, how could we possibly make a quiz when we're giving you an update, you may ask? That's what she asked me anyway. I said, I got an idea. Okay? So my idea is this quiz is going to be one word answers that I believe, and I think you will too, will kind of sum up our first month in the trailer.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So we'll see.
Every answer is just one word.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, the moment in Bridesmaids when everything is going wrong, but you're crying because you're laughing too hard. Like when you fell in the puddle of water and we just stood there wishing we had been filming it for the vlog. Mm-hmm. What were we doing?
Laughing?
Ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, I'm probably not wording the... But now do you get where I'm kind of going?
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
I'm like, it's a little weird to put these together, but I got this. Okay. So laughing. Laughter, but laughing.
Laughter.
Laughter. Okay. Question two. Imagine the soothing nighttime sounds of nature. Then suddenly, it's replaced by something like log sawing or a chainsaw trying to start. What is that sound?
Snoring.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. You know the moment in Top Gun when Maverick has to stop flying solo and actually work with the team. It's kind of like when we realized we couldn't just do things our own way in the trailer. We had to actually communicate, share some counter space, and take turns using the bathroom. What one word might sum that up?
Compromise.
What?
Oh.
That was good, though. I went with adjustment.
Adjustment. Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm similar.
Okay.
Did you like me using the word what?
Yeah, you did nice.
Like our dinger? Okay. But I did feel like you were kind of Iceman and I was Maverick.
Okay, well, you go ahead and think that.
Okay, that's it. Okay. In Marie Kondo's world, everything sparks joy in our world. Everything sparks a mild panic when we can't find the coffee filters. Which word describes the never-ending ritual we do every time we think we found just the right spot for something, only to find a new spot for it a few days later?
rearranging?
Then what? I'm going to give you a halfie on that.
Reorganizing?
Organizing.
Okay.
Ding.
Okay. Yeah, organizing. Marie Kondo was the kicker on that one.
Listen, I never watched
this. Kick.
Minimal.
Oh, okay.
I thought she was stupid.
I've never watched a full episode, but I knew who she was. So I knew she was about organizing, I guess.
I don't know what the hell she's about.
Okay. Well, that's okay. All right. Let's see what happens with this one. I think this is our last word. One, two. I did word three, four. This is the last one. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. There's that part in Mrs. Doubtfire where Robin Williams is juggling two lives, burning the dinner, and wearing a mask made of cake. It's basically us every time we try to record a podcast, cook a real meal, and live like two adults in a 20-foot trailer.
It's 33 and a half feet.
33 and a half feet. What word might cover all of that?
Chaos.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Woo!
Yes. You did good.
I did good. I only messed up that one.
Yeah. And that was kind of an odd quiz.
Yeah. I liked it, though.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It was good. Because she was like, earlier when we were talking about this, she's like, oh, I didn't think we'd do a quiz. I'm like, I think I have an idea for one. And I don't know. Did you think... I think it was hard to come up with five words that would describe what's been going on here.
Five words to describe what's been going on. Yeah. It's been a lot.
It has. So
let's start with
this. And for those listening and not watch that, don't watch and you listen, we're pointing at our mics. Obviously, first and foremost, for our dedicated listeners, thank you for dealing with us the past few weeks. We know that the sound was a little rough. And I'd say that's probably been one of our biggest adjustments is this studio.
Yeah. A trailer in general is hard to get quality sound in. And then when you have two of us and the mic and...
And then the setup.
Yeah.
Because, like, the mic... obviously, we were kind of realizing, like, we both need to close our face.
And I... Believe it or not, I'm much quieter than Charlie.
That's weird. I don't think anyone would believe that.
Yeah. So then I really have to talk into the mic.
Yes. And then you can hear me. But so we appreciate first and foremost that you like held with us through that. And we can't say this is our final setup. But there's been a lot going on. So we work with what we have for right now while we're looking at the next piece of the puzzle. Which we have a few ideas playing around of what might work for us. But until we do a little more research,
yeah,
we got to figure that part out. Which is why we're making our ding, 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 ding. But I think you'd rather hear us say that than not hear us very well.
I would think so.
So, I'd say first and foremost, that was
a big adjustment.
I mean, I think because we talk so candidly and honestly, too, like we can tell you guys, we really like had to record one of those podcasts three times. Or two.
Three.
It was three. One of those podcasts, we had to record three times due to the sound. And talk about...
And it wasn't even just the sound. It was the video as well. Yeah.
That's right.
Because things got changed up on our platform.
Yeah.
And we were sitting sideways.
So, it was a lot. So, I'd say that was a big adjustment. But I would definitely... You know, I think with people asking me the most is, you know, what's it been or how's it going? And I just immediately am like, it's an adjustment.
Yeah. It has been.
Yeah.
I mean, in all aspects, right? So it's not even just, obviously, with the recording and the podcasting. And now, because our schedules look a little different, right?
Right.
So... Finding the time that we need to record and edit. And you would think with us being together all the time, we would find all that time. But we talk to each other a lot.
We are too busy just gabbing along to be like, all of a sudden like, shit, it's 10 o'clock at night. We thought about recording. Oops.
Didn't get it
and
done.
And then, or we were like, let's record. Oh, shoot, the sun's about to set. We better go watch it real quick.
Can I go watch our sunset?
So that has definitely the time
yeah.
been a weird, str-
I don't even want to use the word struggle because that sounds kind of, it has a negative connotation to it.
Yeah.
So it's been an adjustment, though, the time. Like you said, and a lot of it is, honestly, we're just having so much fun chit-chatting or talking about God. I mean, I don't even know.
I mean, we just talk about life, basically. We sit, we talk a lot. You guys are lucky you only have to listen to this amount of our week.
Or maybe they want more.
They probably do. Yeah. Jeez. We got more for you.
There's more. Where that came. I mean, hey, 100% honesty. It took us 10 minutes to start this recording because we were laughing too hard.
That's true.
Next thing you know, the night flies by.
It's wild.
I will say on a super, like, awesome note is we don't have to work until 9 a.m.
That is nice.
Dude, that's been cool.
Yeah. And so far, okay, so you're probably wondering, how's the work camping going?
Yeah, like, what's it look like, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So we both right now are working in the office. So we're taking reservations. We're answering phone calls. We're doing mail runs. We're checking the pool chemicals.
Yeah, we are.
And
inventory to see who's in the park and not in the park and who's supposed to be in the park and
who's not supposed to be in the park.
I mean, I don't want to call out any names because I really hope this person, you know, enjoys our show, but come on, Cliff.
Let's go, Cliff.
Let's get it together. He's a fun guy. Cliff's a fun fella.
He's fun. Yeah, he's kind of one of our regulars here.
Yeah.
The dude never leaves. And now he has a prize, so he definitely is not leaving.
But he keeps telling us he's going to leave. That's right. So that's the funny thing, too, is I don't think we've added it up. There's probably, like, 10, like, full-time people that live here right now.
Yeah.
So we got here, I think their big, big season is summer, like, when it's just constant turnover and people coming for the weekends and the week and taking their family vacation. So we, you know, missed all that. And we got here right before their winter season starts, where you get the people who are here for 3-4 months at a time.
Right.
So we're kind of right in that little groove. So there are some people who are here full time.
And we are still getting, and don't get me wrong, we're still getting those weekenders.
Oh,
because
yeah.
We're right on the lake. And
yeah.
The lake, just so you guys know, so Lake Buchanan is full right now. It is crazy full.
Which is a question we get asked all the time. And our first day was like, I don't know, it's a lake.
Yeah, but apparently.
It is full, we now know.
Apparently, it hasn't been this full for years.
Yeah.
So, it's a big thing, and everybody's coming out because they haven't seen the lake this full in years.
Yeah, it's drawn a lot of people.
I will say, though, it seems like the fishing is not up.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been hearing a lot of bad, we're not getting much fish biting, but everybody's just enjoying the lake at this point.
And we haven't
found, take their boats and stuff out.
Oh, yeah. Which, speaking of boats, taking out on the lake, we met friends. I might be jumping too far to wherever we're going with this, but we just kind of fly around. We got to go on jet skis.
We did.
For the first time. So, and I got to drive one, which was super fun.
Yes. And I just rode.
Yes, she did. That's okay. It was so fun. It was cool. It's a huge lake.
It's a huge lake.
I also want to mention that they don't have, in our Google search today anyway, we couldn't find a stripper cruise.
We couldn't.
Or the stripper shop.
Stripper guide.
The stripper guide. We're pretty sure he was looking for a striper.
I did send him some striper guides.
So we get some funny, like, in-office questions.
Yeah.
Some of them are weird. Some of them are legit. I would say part of the hardest part with that is we don't know the area.
Yeah.
So then we're getting questions like, well, what's your weather like next month? I don't know, dude. Google it because that's what I'm about to do.
Yeah. Or I had the lady who called, and she was telling me that she was in, where did I tell you? She was telling me she was at Spicer.
Yeah, I think so.
And she's like, I'm coming from Spicer. I'm like, I have no idea where that's at. I barely know my own direction, so put it in your Google Maps, ma'am. I don't know what else to say.
Google that, all right.
I can give you my address.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And then, for those of you curious about the work camping, all we can obviously share on so far is, like, our knowledge of what we're seeing.
Yes.
So there was another couple that started a few days prior to us, mm-hmm. and they do, we have cabins here at this place, and so they do all the cabin cleaning.
Yes.
Like, clean it before, get it ready, sweep, mop, fresh towels, fresh linens, like, they do all that, so they're mm-hmm. cleaning crew, and then they do, like, the bathrooms and stuff. Then we have another couple
like
that's here.
Housekeeping is what I
would
call that.
Yeah, housekeeping. That'd be good. And then there's another couple that they work camp as well. They got here 2-3 weeks before us.
Right.
And they do a lot of the groundwork.
Yeah.
Like pulling weeds, moving rock.
They move rocks. Or like if the fire pits need cleaned up.
Yeah.
The grills need cleaned up.
Anything or, I guess, like calls for a fire pit or a grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll take it to them.
They run that. So they are kind of like our groundskeepers.
Yeah.
And then we also have another guy that works here.
Bobby!
Hey, Bobby. I think he's maintenance.
Yeah, he's like all around.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was driving a damn tractor the other day.
He was driving a tractor the other day with, a tree in it. It felt like, I was like, is that a tree in his tractor? Like, what is happening right now? So yeah, he does that. And then he does almost all the mowing.
Yes,
he does all the mowing. Weed eating. He replaced that thing on the back of the wash machine.
Oh yeah.
So
it's
kind
of general maintenance. And then we have the work camper couple, and they're the managers here. So,
but I don't think I think they quit being work campers when they chose to manage.
I don't know how that works.
Oh, I think they did. Because they took more of a full-time position.
Well, yeah, it is more full-time, but I think they still call that work camping. Because, as far as I would be aware, they still have to work. It's like work camping is like when you're working to pay for your site.
Oh, so yeah, probably does still count.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of campgrounds that do look for management positions as a work camper.
I have seen that time or two.
So I would say they're still work campers.
Yeah.
So they're managers. They're the ones that are, you know, putting together the schedules and things like that. So what managers do, I don't know. Stay out of it.
Don't want to know.
Trying to not find out.
Oh, but we already got our first, we're calling it a promotion.
That's
right. I
don't
know that it is a promotion, but we're like, we got a promotion because they have asked us to help with social media. So now we're also taking a little bit of that on.
Yeah.
With promoting the campground. Doing like the Facebook and we found it funny just today when I was like, oh, I want to reply to this on the Facebook. And then I had to remind myself, like, we're not replying from adulthood.
Right.
We're actually replying as a campground.
So we can't reply
the way I was going to, just to make it a little joke, nothing too bad, but this was going to make a little joke on there. And I'm like, oh, maybe we better not do that. Cause we have to be the campground on this.
Yeah.
So that kind of gives you an idea. So we work 9 to 5.
Yeah, sometimes we roll out like 4.
Sometimes we roll out at 4.
But yeah, we usually work 6 days a week at this point. And then, so 5 of those hours a week is paying for our spot.
Both of us.
5 for me, 5 for her. So it's 10 hours total.
Yeah.
And they just take that out of our pay.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the hours, we're getting paid for.
And for those of you who haven't yet, man, there's so much to cover. I'm like, for those of you who haven't yet, like, check out our vlog.
Oh, yeah.
Which we'll talk about in a second, but we joke about this on there. But for us to, like, go to the office, it's a 2-minute walk from our trailer.
It is.
So, it's not a big deal. There's no commute. Traffic.
We are saving so much money on gas.
So, oh, my God, yeah. Like, we have filled up my car. I filled up my car once, and it was only because you were driving me to Austin.
And I had to fill up because then I went and picked her up from Austin also.
So we're like, I might as well fill up since we got to go to Austin.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we haven't had to fill up our gas tanks.
Right.
And we should have timed it. Ooh, we'll time this one around and see how long it takes.
Yeah.
Like how long it goes before you even have to get another tank of gas.
Another thing I want to say is that we're getting used to small town life. So
oh, man.
We, as much as like we're not even in one of the small towns. The small towns are still 15 minutes away from us.
Yeah.
Because we're in the middle of...
We're just on a lake.
We're on the lake. And so you got to drive 15 minutes to get to the town. And you gotta get to town to, you know, do any grocery shop. Well, I mean, we could go to the... Well, we can't go to the general store for groceries.
They didn't have groceries.
They didn't have any groceries there.
Although it is called a general store, it is a...
It's like a supply store.
Yeah, like Ace Hardware, but with like a quarter of the items. But you can buy a nice polo shirt there.
You could. You cannot get plumbing tape.
No plumbing tape.
No plumber's tape.
Nor a can of black beans.
No black beans.
But the bait shop's right across the street, so you could get your like bait while you're doing that.
Yeah. So like if I wanted to fish.
And boy, if you love Dollar General,
we got a lot of them.
This is the place to be. I think there's five.
At least five.
Within a 15-minute either way radius.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to get a Dollar General Market.
Yeah.
Which everyone here's
psyched up about. And that's because, now listen, I know if you listeners are in Texas, you're going to hate me for saying this, but it's because our HEB sucks.
It does. It does. And we've already gotten yelled at by Texans for saying this.
Yeah.
Our niece in particular is definitely arguing with us.
I will also say this. Everybody within both small towns is like, oh yeah, no, our HEB suck. You got to go to big town.
To get the good HEB.
And that's at least 30 minutes away. We don't always have time to run that far.
Or, like, excuse me, like, not knowing ahead of time, like, we got to take a cooler if we're going to do that.
We do.
Because then your 30-minute drive home.
Yep, meat.
Sure as shit not getting ice cream.
I don't even want to discuss Dairy Queen right now.
No.
I'm mad at
them. So, and then those for you who aren't, like, in the Texas area, HEB is...
Their big grocery store.
It's like their version of their Kroger's for anyone in the Kroger fries. Reese's there. Maybe Hy-Vee back in Missouri.
Yeah.
So the HEB, but HEB's like all over Texas. And a lot of Texans are like, what do you mean you don't like HEB? I'm like, listen, I'm sorry, but come to the Burnett or Kingsland one and you're going to find out.
Yeah.
When your green beans go bad in 2 days of buying them and you can't even use the carrots because by the time you open them a day later, they were all slimy.
Gross.
Not an HEB fan.
Not right
so
now.
So far. But the big stores are nice. We did go in it.
We did go, because we were in Georgetown the other day.
Yeah.
And we stopped into the big HEB there, and it seemed pretty nice. So we're just thinking we'll probably have to go into big towns.
Yeah.
To get the good HEB experience.
Oh, we did go in there for the Noki.
Well, yeah.
I was like, no, we didn't go in there. We just looked at it.
No,
but yes, we did. We did.
God knows we didn't have Noki around our HEB.
Yeah. So we're definitely learning the small town of having to drive to anything.
Anything.
Like get soda and water because you don't want to drink the water here at the park. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, I think some people might. I don't know.
I mean, I guess you can.
As far as I'm picky told about it's water. Safe.
We are told it's safe. I mean, I shower in it.
It's fine.
I think, that was a big another adjustment for myself is the walking to the showers with my little shower caddy and stuff and not just being able to roll out of bed and go to the shower. Right? Like,
and so that's a question in general with RVs. Like, we have a shower in the trailer. We could absolutely use it. It pretty much is our storage in the bathroom because our bathroom is really small.
Yeah.
And... girls tend to need to have things in the bathroom. I don't know what to tell you about it. It just happens. The bathtub tends to be the catch-all. So it's our storage area.
For storage, not for...
Yeah, well, not...
Yeah.
Well, for storage, not...
I think the way that came out, like, we're just storing things in there.
Storing things. And so, again, we could empty that thing out every night and take a shower. But if you've ever showered in an RV, you understand the fact that you're going to get about 10 minutes... of low water pressure before it all gets cold. So.
Oh, I don't even know why. I just assumed we didn't shower in there because there was nowhere to move.
Oh, I mean, we can move it all out and you can try a shower in there if you want.
No.
I've showered in there several times.
Keep going to the number three.
So, I mean, I've showered in my shower. It totally works. It's just a matter of, do you want a good shower or are you just rinsing off?
Gotcha. Yeah.
So.
Just go to the big shower.
Yeah. Maybe one of these days we'll get one of those on-demand hot water heaters and it'll work out.
Well, yeah. In our next RV.
Next RV.
In the next RV.
No offense, Tammy.
None. Tammy's our trailer's name. So that's been a big... And then for me, I've talked to most people that, like, know me, but if, like, some of you don't or, like, haven't spoken to me or listeners don't always know everything, I had, you know, the king-size bed, so I was moving out of that three-bedroom home with a lot of room. So the top bunk has been a struggle. Put it one way or not, and got a few ideas on improvement projects. But I don't have my friend here that normally helps with them, so I got to figure that out on my own. But I got, well, not on my own. I got my sister here.
I'm full of encouragement.
Yes.
If you want to do a project, get after it.
So the twin size bunk that I climb on top of is a bit rough. I do have a bruise or two from it. But that's okay. I mean, I sleep good.
Yeah. We already knew that was going to be something we had to fix.
So. Yeah, we came into it knowing that.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of, like, let's live together and see what that looks like. Like, what would work best?
Yeah.
Instead of just ripping stuff out and making assumptions. So that's that. And then we did get really lucky. We are definitely finding that in Texas so far, everyone is so friendly.
Very friendly. We've got friends.
We did. We made friends our first week here.
Yeah.
We went to our first official Texas dance hall, which I honestly, until we went, thought that Netflix kind of made that up on a couple of their rom-com shows. I truly didn't think there's, like, actual dance halls. Like, I thought there'd be bars where you dance at, duh.
And listen, some of these people, like, cruise from town to town to hit different dance halls. It's wild.
Damon, I'm going to call him out. Damon, I don't think he'll ever listen to our podcast.
I don't think so.
But even if he does, he's not embarrassed that he doesn't.
Oh, no. He'll tell you all about how much he goes to all the dance halls.
Cleared up to Austin and back.
Yeah.
To go to them, so.
It's impressive.
It's a thing. And then, yeah, we got to go. So, like, all the small towns, we're kind of finding ourselves a little more keen on one.
We are.
I'm not going to pretend it's because there's a bar on the way home from that one, so we can swing in there, say hi to another friend of ours.
We got friends.
Because we have friends.
Yeah. And you know what? It was really nice because here's what happened. Charlie's already taken a trip home. And
yeah.
As much as it is an adjustment for me to have somebody around all the time that likes to talk, it turns out I really get super bored when I have nobody to talk to at all day, besides a couple of, you know, camp customers. So even the other day when she was gone out of town, I drove up to the bar just to get some water and talk to our friends. I was like, oh no, I'm bored.
Good thing we've talked about, like, how it's okay to go and do things alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because had you not tried to do that before, that would have been a more comfortable environment to do it in, though.
Yeah.
I mean, from the night one. So we found that awesome. Like, definitely the locals.
Very kind.
Pretty much first time you meet them, they kind of remember who you are.
Oh, yeah.
So that, I think that's really cool. Yeah. And again, they're nice. Like, we've already had a little barbecue. We've already got on jet skis. We got taken out to a little island, party island area. I don't know. I'm trying to think what else.
Well, I was invited to a church thing, but then it got canceled.
Well, it wasn't, it was, I don't want to call it a rodeo. It was called a fun day.
Yeah.
But they were, like, riding horses and competing for, like, a fourth, like, they were doing four rounds of doing horse stuff. Like, was it barrel racing? Maybe. I mean, we didn't go, so we don't know. And it was canceled.
It got canceled.
And it just got canceled because something else was planned, but it's always kind of cool too that they were going to be like riding horses and doing all this stuff and then earning little buckles for it. And so she was invited to that. Well, we both were, but I wasn't going to be here.
Yeah.
So we've done that. And I'd say the other, like, change for me is constantly having someone around. Like, I've had roommates in the past and stuff, but not all the time someone around. So even in the mornings, we've had to discuss that.
I don't like to talk in the morning.
I don't either. Luckily, but we didn't really per se say those words to each other for the first few weeks. So it'd be pretty quiet, but one of us would break the silence maybe before the other was ready with a good morning. And it's like, so we definitely hit the point where we had to say, hey, I don't really need to talk in the morning. She's like, yeah, me either.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't talk till we get to work.
Sometimes.
2 minute walk.
See you at the office.
Yeah, I'll talk to you at the often. Don't talk to me, because I'm usually in the middle of my first cup of coffee when I'm walking up there, too.
Yeah.
That's what, oh, and that was something I found really fun, was the fact that we can do our laundry while we're working.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Because just you start your laundry, and then you're still in the office.
Yeah.
So you can do some of your, like, something that would have been a chore, you know, for a weekend or a night when you get off of work.
Just do it while you're at work.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. The cooking, you know, we discussed, you know, a few, what last week or whatever with the hobbies. Like, the cooking's a little rough.
It's a little rough.
But that's okay. We're going to learn crock-pot meals and stuff, and we've used your outdoor kitchen more than you ever have before.
I've never used an outdoor kitchen until now. Yeah.
So we're getting a feel for that, which I think is fun.
Yeah.
So we're definitely learning new things like that. I would say part of me wonders if we got spoiled by going straight to the office.
Maybe.
I don't know. I do feel kind of lucky that that's where we're located at, because it's pretty humid here.
It is.
So I wouldn't want to work outside too much.
Mm-mm.
Or I'd maybe do like 3 hours outside and then the rest in the office.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I just prefer being in the office.
Yeah.
I didn't want to clean bathrooms. I was nervous about that. So I'm glad that's not my job.
Yeah. And then, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I was thinking too, I had this idea when we did this that it was going to be, everyone sits outside their trailer and talks and bullshits and we're meet all the people in the park. Everyone we've met so far, I'd say we get along with everyone we work with.
Oh yeah.
So if you, we can chit chat with them and stuff, but we have not hung out outside of work with anyone.
No.
But so like the friends we've met so far were in town, which is, it's fine, locals. But I, even like the people that stay here full time, they like stay in their trailer. And I don't know if it's because I'm newer to this, but you're not new to this. And she likes to sit outside, too. So we'll sit outside a lot. I mean, every night, pretty much.
I would say there's... You were gone.
Yeah.
And you didn't see, but there was people outside their trailers. It's just a matter of... They're just socializing with each other. So... And then we do also have... Like, at this park, we have what's called buddy sites, where the trailers can come in and have their front doors facing each other and share a front yard area. And those people are talking to each other.
That makes sense.
But then, other than that, they're kind of just like, yeah, I'm in my space, and you can stay in your space.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's nice.
Privacy. Yeah, they're nice. And, you know, if we're out on the golf cart, you know, we wave and do whatever. But not a lot of come over and hang out at our campsite.
Yeah.
Which I did.
Yeah, I'm like, you're okay with that. I'm like, oh, bummer. At the same time.
But you know what? I'm like, I lived...
We even later than we already are.
I lived in a campground for 3 years. Now, that one was more like permanent residence. I knew the people I knew. Some of them... you know what? I was friends with the maintenance guys.
Mm. Well, we're friends with our maintenance guy.
Yeah. But other than that, I didn't really talk to my neighbors a lot.
Yeah, fair. So... And again, it's not super full here yet, so we're going to see how that, you know, kind of plays out as it keeps going. And then we, I don't remember if we discussed it in our original episode of telling you guys what we were doing. We both kind of debated on getting a second job when we got here.
Yeah.
We are waiting to see how that goes, because as we said, we're working at almost 6 days a week in the office, so... Yeah. At this point, we might not need to. So originally going into this, we thought we were going to get maybe 15 hours
right
in there. And I think they said we might max out at 30. So we didn't think we were going to get a lot of hours there. Yeah. So right now, we're definitely just...
Kind of seeing where things
go. Playing that by ear and just working there, because it does take up our time. And then I'm sure some of you are kind of wondering, if you haven't already watched it, what the hell are you waiting on? But the vlog...
Yeah.
It's... The vlog. Man, we're having
is hilarious.
Oh my god, we're having so much fun making these silly videos. We definitely found that it took longer to edit than we thought it was going to.
Yeah.
Which then added to how we were saying, like, the time just flies some nights. We think everyone at this park thinks we're a bit insane. They might see us outside with the camera and our tripod in three different outfits in a 15-minute time frame.
Yeah.
Getting some video. That's behind-the-scene knowledge. Of course, it's all filmed live.
Yeah.
So, or we take the tripod with us, like, on the golf cart and drive to different areas of the park to get video.
And the amount of time I'm throwing on a wife beater.
Yeah.
So that, and then editing that is taking, it's
going good.
Week one to week three is already improved. So yeah. It's a learning curve, just like as all of you have been along this journey with us since the beginning of the podcast, you know what a journey this has been.
Yeah.
And if you just got started with us, even from a few weeks ago to this week, you can hear the journey in the sound system. Like, it's been a journey, and the vlog is proving to be the same of just learning as we go, like what does or doesn't work.
Yeah.
But we're having fun.
A lot of fun with it.
With that. So that definitely has taken up some of our time as well. And that's where we're like, man, we got to, like, I don't know. It's just like organizing ourselves. But then tonight we're like, well, it's been kind of humid today. Let's go swimming first.
Yeah.
And so we do. We're like, let's go swim before we do our work.
Yeah. But, so yeah, if you haven't already watched the vlog or you're not sure, it's called Neighborhood to Trailerhood. Go check it out.
Yes.
It's pretty funny. You'll get to see a little bit more of, you know, Charlie climbing in and out of the bunk bed.
Yeah, you will. It's a real hoot.
And then I know that we originally, we talked about the fact that we were going to have these instruction manuals coming out. We are still working on them. Whoo, patience. Because with the move and everything else, getting these put together has been a lot. And so they're not all together yet.
But they're tight. They're still coming.
We're close.
I would say
by November we'll have.
Probably, yeah. I was thinking the organizing, just for a key thing. It's, you think, oh, it's a small space, you get it organized. What really happens is you're working around stuff and seeing where it works. I still have stuff in my car. I haven't even unpacked. It's not just the shoes. Like, there's still a few things in there I just didn't unpack. Or stuff sitting in a bag here or there.
Yeah.
And then she's got to move my stuff to get to hers. Or I'm like, let's move this around to make this fit. So it's because of some of that stuff, that organizing really does take some of our time. And we were just talking, like, the days seriously do fly by. And we don't know where they went.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes we know.
Okay. I think that's all the updates?
I think that kind of covers our updates. Hopefully it does answer any questions that people have been asking. Obviously, again, you guys are all welcome. Like, throw a note in there in the comments if there's something you're curious about that we didn't answer, and we'll be happy to do that. I think we won't be doing another update specifically on this again. Like, we just wanted to really get this out there for you guys so you knew. And then we're regularly scheduled programming, if you will, from there.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
I would agree.
Yeah. So, other than that, again, yeah, you can obviously ask in the comments, listeners, if you're not sure on stuff. Or
go check out the vlog. It'll pretty much show you the rest of our day-to-day life.
It will. So, yeah. All right. So, I would say we wanted to, you know, we always like to throw a little lesson learned and grow third, and why stop now, right? So, I would say do it. Whatever that thing is that you've been waiting for the right time, just do it. Life can be seriously so short. Go live it. Have fun and laugh through the chaos. Because let me tell you, oh, we didn't even tell your story about you falling. Do you want to share it?
No, I don't want to share.
Okay. She got a nice bruise. But laugh through the chaos. Because honestly, like, no matter what, even if you do think you're ready, something's going to come up you weren't prepared for.
Yeah.
So something always does. So just embrace the chaos and have fun with it. And I'm like, no regrets.
No regrets.
Not even one letter.
Oh, man. In our next episode, we're going to explore information overload. You're going to get our hot take on it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite selves.
And if you're enjoying what you hear, be sure to leave us a review. We love hearing from you. And make sure to like and follow on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.